Now, there seems to be a movement of people who call themselves anti-PC, anti-politically correct, and usually that term is a blanket for or a cover for them to say, you know, the most stupid racist things, and then they complain when people lash out against them, and they go, what, I'm just being politically incorrect, why is everybody so sensitive? Anyway, so these are the same people who complain that there was a black stormtrooper on The Force Awakens. Like, seriously. Or are now complaining that those poor Nazis that are being killed in the Wolfenstein game, you know, these sensitive types who call liberals and vulnerable people sensitive, but they are probably some of the most sensitive people out there. I know I am painting a broad brush to these sensitive people, or over these sensitive people. Anyway, so the fact that the cast is diverse is a good thing. There's a reason for that cast to be diverse. So again, a critic could say that, oh, they're just lumping all these people together and that's not realistic. And in real life, you know, I grew up in the suburbs and, you know, it was just white people there. And maybe we had like one Asian friend or one black friend, but this isn't realistic. You know, if Stranger Things was for real, there wouldn't even be a black kid because there were any black kids in the suburbs. And if they were, they were separated. That's my imitation for those people. Oh my God, I sound so terrible and I'm stereotyping. Even if a cast was thrown together because they're multiracial, multicultural, whatever, that's still a good thing. You know, maybe in some places in life, you know, it's just people hanging out, you know, and they all look alike and they're all the same race. And in some parts of the country and the world, that's true. But movies have an opportunity for life to imitate art. Movies have an opportunity to inspire life through art, to make changes. So while the art may not be realistic at the moment, it could spark something. When the cause is good, I think, or I want to believe movies will help life imitate art. Now, movies can also imitate life. So art imitating life or life imitating art, it's definitely possible to be both.
Definitely possible indeed. I sound so idealistic in my younger days ago, or a week ago that I recorded this, and I'm already criticizing my younger self. My goodness, what am I going to sound like a year from now? I hope I don't sound like I'm clearing my throat. So I hope you enjoyed my little rant. And if you want to know when my next rants come out, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Mike Lane Act. That's MikeLaneAct. I'm on Facebook at Mike Lane Actor. And you can email me at MikeLaneAct@yahoo.com. And please rate, share this podcast through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean. Tell your friends, tell everyone, and thank you so much for doing so. All right, until next time. Bye.